This episode of Yap is sponsored by 8sleep. 8sleep is the future of sleep. I use their mattress and Pod Pro cover to fall asleep and stay asleep, and my sleep has never been better. 8sleep maintains the proper temperature you need to stay asleep throughout the night. Level up your sleep by going to 8sleep.com/yap and check out the Pod Pro cover and save $150 at checkout. That's 8sleep.com/yap, eight sleep.com/yap, and check out the Pod Pro cover and save $150 at checkout. You're listening to Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a place where you can listen, learn, and profit. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Hala Taha, and on Young and Profiting Podcast, we investigate a new topic each week and interview some of the brightest minds in the world. My goal is to turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your everyday life, no matter your age, profession, or industry. There's no fluff on this podcast, and that's on purpose. I'm here to uncover value from my guests by doing the proper research and asking the right questions. If you're new to the show, we've chatted with the likes of ex-FBI agents, real estate moguls, self-made billionaires, CEOs, and best-selling authors. Our subject matter ranges from enhancing productivity, how to gain influence, the art of entrepreneurship, and more. If you're smart and like to continually improve yourself, hit the subscribe button because you'll love it here at Young and Profiting Podcast. Hey everyone, you're listening to Yap Snacks, a series of bite-sized content hosted by me, Hala Taha. Today we're going to be talking about the evolution of sleep. Sleep is such a popular topic on this podcast because it's ever evolving. The more I learn about it, the more I realize that the act of getting a good night's rest isn't as simple as one may think. So in this episode, we'll be looking into the past to see how our ancestors treated sleep, the present to learn how it developed with our rapidly growing society, and then we'll dive into the future to see what sleep technology has in store for us. So what we know is that sleep is still expanding, but it's gone on a really interesting journey. So let's get started. For as long as humans have roamed the earth, we've needed sleep. As civilizations evolved, so did the way that humans rested. Cultural shifts, migration, and technology advancements are all considered factors in the evolution of sleep. To get a full story, we need to start at the very beginning. Like I said, our ancestors have been sleeping before we knew any of these medical benefits, and there are a couple theories as to why. The first is the inactivity theory, which suggests that rest became a survival adaptation that allowed us to be quiet and still during times when we would be most at risk from predators. The second theory is known as the energy conservation theory, which suggests that sleep allowed humans to minimize their need for energy, especially when food sources were scarce. Our ancestors used to actually sleep in two shifts, or what's called biphasic or segmented sleep. Following a biphasic sleep pattern didn't necessarily reduce the total number of hours they slept, but it reduced the overall sleep time and maximized their wakeful hours. Sleep onset was determined not by a set bedtime, but by whether there were things to do. With historical documentation of early hunter-gatherer and agriculture societies very limited, researchers have looked to present-day communities living in similar ways to assess the sleep habits of our ancient ancestors. In episode number 12, Unlocking the Power of Sleep, one of our most popular episodes, I spoke with sleep expert Dr. Daniel Gartenberg about past accounts of African and South African tribes referencing a first and second sleep.
That's true. So, I mean, there's also like Canterbury Tales. They talk about the second sleep. That's one of the things that sleep researchers have referenced regarding that. So this idea that we should sleep 8 hours continuously through the night is a little bit not accurate. It's totally normal to like wake up in the middle of the night, putter around for a while, and then go back to sleep if you can. You know, it's better to go straight through. But that 7 to 9 hour suggestion is across the entire day. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a continuous block. And one of the interesting things in the science here is that when we were developing as a species, we were basically developing together in small groups. And they do these studies that show, like, when they get objective measures of indigenous tribes that currently exist on their sleep patterns over like a 3-month period. I'm not going to get the exact numbers correct here, but like over the 3-month period, the whole tribe was asleep at the same time for only 30 minutes. So like we naturally have a lot of individual differences when it comes to sleep. And there's morning people and evening people. And so there's probably lots of different patterns of sleep that are ideal for different types of people. And it's sort of an evolution thing to make sure that there's always a member of a tribe that's awake at any given time in order to protect ourselves from predators.
But if this way of sleeping worked so well in the past, why did it change? Dr. Daniel Gartenberg explains why sleep evolved so drastically from 10,000 years ago.
And they actually have these studies where they compare like current civilizations to indigenous tribes and whatnot. Probably we are generally getting more sleep than like we used to like 10,000 years ago, because it's pretty stressful like sleeping outdoors in these hot, uncomfortable environments and being afraid of predators. But since like the 50s, there's a Gallup poll, for example, that shows we're sleeping about an hour less than we did during that time, probably due to things like television keeping us up and other things. But one of the big things that you have to keep in mind here is that there's a difference between sleep amount and sleep quality. Not all sleep is created equal. For example, like if you have an infection, you need to sleep more the next day. If you've, you know, worked out too much, for example, you need to have your body restore itself by sleeping more. So I guess there's the question of if they're actually sleeping more. And then the main thing is their quality actually better so that, you know, 7 hours feels more like 7.5 hours?
Young and Profiters, we are all making money. But is your money hustling for you? Meaning, are you investing? Putting your savings in the bank is just doing you a total disservice. You got to beat inflation. I've been investing heavily for years. I've got an E-Trade account. I've got a Robinhood account. And it used to be such a pain to manage all of my accounts. I'd hop from platform to platform. I'd always forget my Fidelity password, and then I have to reset my password. I knew that needed to change because I need to keep track of all my stuff. Everything got better once I started using Yahoo Finance, the sponsor of today's episode. You can securely link up all of your investment accounts in Yahoo Finance for one unified view of your wealth. They've got stock analyst ratings. They have independent research. I can customize charts and choose what metrics I want to display for all my stocks so I can make the best decisions. I can even dig into financial statements and balance sheets of the companies that I'm curious about. Whether you're a seasoned investor or looking for that extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Hey, Yap Fam, starting my LinkedIn Secrets Masterclass was one of the best things I've ever done for my business. I didn't have to waste time figuring out all the nuts and bolts of setting up a website that had everything I needed, like a way to buy my course, subscription offerings, chat functionality, and so on, because it was super easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your first product, finally taking your side hustle full time, or making $500,000 from your masterclass like me. And it doesn't matter if you're selling digital products or vegan cosmetics. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered as you scale. Stop those online window shoppers in their tracks and turn them into loyal customers with the internet's best converting checkout. I'm talking 36% better on average compared to other options out there. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from huge shoe brands like Allbirds to vegan cosmetic brands like Thrive Cosmetics. Actually, back on episode 253, I interviewed the CEO and founder of Thrive Cosmetics, Carissa Bodnar, And she told me about how she set up her store with Shopify and it was so plug and play. Her store exploded right away. Even for a makeup artist type girl with no coding skills, it was easy for her to open up a shop and start her dream job as an entrepreneur. That was nearly a decade ago. And now it's even easier to sell more with less thanks to AI tools like Shopify Magic. And you never have to worry about figuring it out on your own. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, so you can focus on the important stuff, the stuff you like to do. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/profiting, and that's all lowercase. If you want to start that side hustle you've always dreamed of, if you want to start that business you can't stop thinking about, if you have a great idea, what are you waiting for? Start your store on Shopify. Go to shopify.com/profiting now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, that's shopify.com/profiting. Shopify.com/profiting for a $1 per month trial period. Again, that's shopify.com/profiting. So why aren't humans still participating in this biphasic sleep schedule? Well, it was the Industrial Revolution that abruptly brought sleep into the present. It completely changed the way that we humans view and treat sleep. This revolution brought on longer than normal working hours. It changed the way that we socialize at night, and it introduced the need for artificial lighting. The push for more and more production and business success led to increasingly shorter sleep periods. We compressed the first and second sleep into one, which is called monophasic sleeping, and that's what we practice today. Society's attitude towards sleep dropped drastically, and we started to prioritize work and play over sleep. We started to wear our lack of sleep like a badge of honor. This new attitude grew even more with the development of technology in the 20th century. The blue light emitting from all of these mobile screens and laptops have tricked our brain into thinking that it's day out all the time, and it's disrupted our natural sleep cycles, circadian rhythms, and has constantly stimulated our brain. So what happens when a society all of a sudden starts to have lower quantity and poorer quality of sleep? It resulted in people developing sleep disorders like insomnia, sleep apnea, narcolepsy, and depression, just to name a few. In episode number 127, Sleep Habits for High Performance, I spoke with Dr. Meeta Singh, a sleep medicine doctor and sleep performance consultant. Her focus is in sleep disorders and sleep medicine. She explained what kind of sleep disorders she comes across today.
So sleep medicine as a field is rather young. So it's about 35 years old. And a sleep physician like I am, I am board certified and fellowship trained to evaluate and diagnose any sort of sleep disorder and then treat it. And typically when people come to me, they have difficulty initiating on sleep or maintaining sleep at night, or hala, they're too sleepy or tired during the day, or while they're asleep, there's something going on that they're not even aware of. So you know, people who snore loudly, who may have sleep apnea, they may kick their legs a lot at night, and that might disrupt their sleep, and that results in excessive sleepiness during the day. So those are the kind of patients I see. I see in my clinical practice.
Dr. Meeta Singh also explains how sleep medicine has allowed us to rediscover how important sleep is to every aspect of our daily life.
And in fact, now we know that sleep affects every physiological function. So every physiological function that you have is affected if you don't get enough sleep. So we can start with the head, right? We know sleep exists deep in the brain. So you need sleep to pay attention to something, you know, for your reaction time. You need sleep for good judgment. If you don't get enough sleep, if you wake up in the morning, you're that part of the brain that's responsible for good judgment, multitasking, creativity, good decision-making gets impaired, while the emotional part of your brain becomes overactive. And can you imagine, like, there is no other field, there's no job that people can do in which that would be a good thing. You know, that has to be something that people want to avoid. For people like you, Hala, creativity is really important. And that aspect of creativity in which you take in new information, put it together with previously stored information, and then come up with new solutions or, you know, novel ideas. That happens while you're sleeping. You know, it's so important. So any information you take in during the day, memory consolidation happens at night. So that was just the brain. But in fact, and you know, the other thing I would say, mental health is, you know, so sleep has this bi-directional relationship with mental health. So if you don't get enough sleep, you're likely to be grumpier, you're more anxious, less likely to be able to cope with the stressors of the next day. And, you know, if you can't cope with these stresses, then you're going to be more anxious, and that's going to be a bad thing. And of course, if you go down the body, you know, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your every organ you have has to have that nightly reset in which it prepares for functioning the next day. And that's what happens when you're sleeping.
This episode of Yap is brought to you by 8Sleep. Good sleep is the ultimate game changer when it comes to leveling up your productivity and ultimately the quality of your life. But did you know that more than 30% of Americans struggle with their sleep? That's why I've teamed up with our friends at 8Sleep and their Pod Pro cover to help you fall asleep and stay asleep. Here's a hack to get a better night's rest tonight. Maybe you haven't had a bedtime since you were a kid, but having a consistent sleep schedule helps your body maintain your optimal circadian rhythm. Once your body gets into the habit of going to bed and falling asleep at the same time every single day, you'll begin to fall asleep faster and wake up actually feeling rested. Keeping up with a sleep schedule will not only improve the quantity of your sleep by getting more consistent hours in, but it will also tremendously improve the quality of your sleep too. And while the exact perfect number of hours of sleep for every person varies, the most important key with a sleep schedule is consistency, making sure you're falling asleep and waking up at relatively the same time every day, even on the weekends. I know that's pretty hard, but you gotta do it. If you think that keeping a sleep schedule is far too difficult, 8Sleep is here to make it easy. The ProPod cover from 8Sleep is the only mattress cover and technology duo that actively regulates temperature, keeping you as cool or as hot as you want. 8Sleep combines this temperature control technology with their new Gentle Rise, which silently wakes you with vibration and gradual temperature changes. You can set the 8Sleep system to naturally allow your body to fall asleep and wake up right from their Sleep OS app, the world's first operating system for sleep optimization. Your individual AI model learns your ideal thermal environment and automatically adjusts to keep you in a deep sleep. This is the future of sleep, young and profiters, I'm telling you. And during the pandemic, it was really easy for me to let my sleep schedule slide off the rails. I didn't have a commute. It was easy to sleep in and stay up later. I would stay in my pajamas all day and never feel like it was either always time to sleep or never time to sleep. I never knew when to sleep. My sleep schedule just went out the window. But once I started getting more discipline with my nighttime rituals, my bedtime, waking up at the same day no matter what, taking a shower like I used to right away in the morning before work, I immediately noticed that I had more energy throughout the day. And my 8Sleep ProPod cover has taken my sleep schedule to a whole new level. I feel like I've become a master of sleep. Through the app, I can track each night of sleep that I'm getting and adjust it to what works best for me. And not to mention, it's the most comfortable mattress I've ever had. And it has all these different perks like temperature control, health insights, and more. I am so excited to get sleep every night, and I know I'm getting amazing quality sleep. This ProPod cover is amazing. I've got the mattress too. It is so bougie, so amazing. I absolutely love it. I feel so spoiled with my 8Sleep ProPod cover and mattress. But don't just take it from me. 8Sleep has garnered the attention from other CEOs, high performers, and top CrossFit athletes as well. We're all getting better sleep with 8Sleep, and you should too. Go check out 8Sleep.com. That's EIGHT sleep.com/yap and check out the ProPod cover to save $150 at checkout. That's EIGHT sleep.com/yap and you'll save $150 on your ProPod cover. This is Hala from Young and Profiting encouraging you to invest in your sleep and invest in yourself. You won't regret it. Just visit aidsleep.com/yap to save $150 on your ProPod cover. Young and Profiters, I've been a full-time entrepreneur for about 4 years now, and I finally cracked the code on hiring. I look for character, attitude, and reliability. But it takes so much time to make sure a candidate has these qualities on top of their core skills in the job description. And that's why I leave it to Indeed to do all the heavy lifting for me. Indeed is the most powerful hiring platform out there, and I can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. With Yap Media growing so fast, I've got so much on my plate, and I'm so grateful that I don't have to go back to the days where I was spending hours on all these other different inefficient job sites because now I can just use Indeed. They've got everything I need. According to U.S. Indeed data, the moment Indeed sponsors a job, over 80% of employers get candidates whose resumes are a perfect match for the position. One of my favorite things about Indeed is that you only have to pay for applications that meet your requirements. No other job site will give you more mileage out of your money. According to Talent Nest 2019, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Join the more than 3 million businesses worldwide who count on Indeed to hire their next superstar. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/profiting. Offer is good for a limited time. I'm speaking to all you small and medium-sized business owners out there who listen to the show. This is basically free money. You can get a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/profiting. Claim your $75 sponsored job credit now at Indeed.com/profiting. Again, that's Indeed.com/profiting and support the show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/profiting. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I think it's pretty clear that our current society as a whole needs some improvement when it comes to our sleep habits. So what does the future of sleep look like for us? Well, sleep technology is super hot right now, and it's only getting hotter. In fact, the sleep technology market is set to basically triple, going from $11 billion in 2019 to a predicted $32 billion by 2026. And with better technology like sleep tracking and high-tech sleep products, we're getting better sleep. In episode number 143, The Future of Sleep, I had the chance to interview Matteo Franchetti, the CEO and co-founder of AidSleep. And here's what he had to say about this. We mentioned about the fact that in the future, it's going to be more about the quality of sleep and not the quantity of sleep. We've been like drilled in our heads that it's, you know, 6 to 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours. But in reality, it could be less if we get deeper, better sleep, right? So I actually came across a study, and it's from late October from researchers from the Washington University School of Medicine. They released a study that says the optimal sleep duration might be closer to 4.5 and 6.5 hours every night. So what is your opinion about how that age-old, like 6 to 8, 7 to 9 hours of sleep is going to hold up in the next decade?
What I think is your body needs a certain that amount of REM and deep sleep. Everything else is just your body being inefficient. And so technology can help with that. And so my theory is substantially the amount of deep and REM that you need is equivalent to around 4 hours, right? And right now we need 8 because there is an extra 4 hours of inefficiency. And we can try to compress that through technology, different types of technologies. So I think the best shot we have is probably to get into the 4 hours. I think that would be really perfection. I think if we could just sleep 6 hours and wake up being fully refreshed without hurting our health span, our lifespan, it would be pretty awesome. Right? Because for some people, they would gain 2 hours every day. People like me, that they sleep more than 6 hours. For others, maybe they are already sleeping 6 hours, but right now they don't feel great when they wake up in the morning and they always feel groggy and tired. At that point, we will just regenerate them.
Sleep tracking is also on the path to advance in the future. As of now, there are three categories of sleep tracking technology: wearables, nearables, and airables. We're all accustomed to and maybe even use wearables already. These are your smartwatches, so to speak. Nearables are tracking devices that you don't wear. They're devices like mattresses or mattress covers that you can set to automatically adjust to your perfect sleeping environment. An example of this is the ProPod cover by 8sleep. And then there's airables. These are the newest form of sleep tracking and utilize wireless signals to capture information about your sleep. Here's more from Matteo on how more data about sleep will change the way we live in the future.
The key will be to first accumulate enough sleep data. Then the step two will be to start developing these correlations between your fitness, your nutrition, and your sleep. And based on that, we will be able also to predict the future of your health, right? I think the future for 8sleep is not even to detect potential illnesses once they have already occurred, but to be able to come back to you and say, look, based on your, you know, your life and your biometrics, if you continue in this direction, you might have a 60% chances to develop this illness in the next 3 years. And that will be based on patterns because you have already seen customers developing that. So that is how health will really change and will be disrupted, where we will not to wait until when we have a disease to discover that we have it, but to see an increase in probabilities to develop that disease years in advance so you can change your lifestyle and avoid that problem. The outcome will be that you can be able to sleep only 6 hours and wake up fully refreshed. And second, going to bed will be more valuable than going to your doctor because devices like 8sleep will scan your body. Imagine a sort of MRI 3.0. And so every morning you will have the full picture of your health. This will happen mainly contactless. So I don't think you will have to wear anything. Technology is getting there. So you will feel great, a lot of energy, and you will have a full ownership and knowledge of your health.
Well, there you have it, folks. The future is bright. We're at a pivotal moment in healthcare, giving millions, if not billions, of individuals the tools they need to improve their sleep. And I anticipate this massive increase in data will be a complete game changer for global health outcomes. And while many things about sleep and sleeping have changed throughout time, like sleeping two shifts instead of just sleeping one, and now all this cool technology that's coming out, the one thing that always remains constant is our quality need for sleep. How did you feel about this episode? Tell me your main takeaways by dropping us a review on Apple, Castbox, Podbean, or your favorite podcast platform. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Yap Snacks. Until next time, this is Hala signing off.